All right. So, having spent 2 weeks on Shemitah Kesafim, we now established basically that we generally assume Shemitah is Afkada Demalka, that it's something that Hashem engineers, that even though I may have a chiyuv to say Mishamet Ani, that I declare it void or declare the debt annulled, nonetheless, it happens automatically, and that it is a Derabbanan today. And that brings us to what I expect will be 2 weeks, maybe bleeds into a third, but I think basically 2 weeks on Prusbul. And I thought that this week we would talk about what's happening when you execute a Prusbul, what actually happens to the debt, some of the theory, and then that will have certain practical applications, of course, so we'll get into a little bit of the practical, but use next week primarily for the discussion of the practical, like what type of a basin do you need, does the borrower really need to own land, can you just execute this in a vacuum, you just, you know, take care of it, and how many witnesses do you need, and so on, you know, sort of the brass tacks of Prusbul. But you have to begin, of course, with a discussion in the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, the question of by what right Hillel overrode Shemitas Ksafim with Prusbul. You know, we know the basic logic of Prusbul, the Gemara is going to refer to it, which is that the Jews are given not only the mitzvah of nullifying their debts, which we've identified with an asay of Shamot, as well as a los asay of lo yigos, but separately there's a mitzvah, a biblical mitzvah asay of lending. And not saying, well, Shemitah is coming and I don't want my loans to become void. So Hillel sees that they are failing to observe that mitzvah asay, and he says, let's see if we can find a way to fulfill the asay without violating Shemitah's ksafen. So the question is, so how did he pull that off? And that's what where we enter the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, source Aleph. Hillel Hiskin Prusbul Vechule. Tanan Hasam, they quote the Mishnah in Shvius. Prusbul Eino Mishamet. The Prusbul, well, I don't want to bias anything. So I'm just going to say the Prusbul causes the loan not to be nullified, but don't read anything into that translation of the word Eino Mishamet. Ze Echa ben Hadvarim Shehiskin Hillel Hazakein. This is one of the things that Hillel enacted. Shiraz Ha'am Shinimnu Milahalvos Ze Etzeh. He saw that people were not lending to each other. Ve'avra Mashukasa Batara. He Shamar Lacha Penya Devarim Lavucha Bilial. The violating the Torah's instruction that you can't do that. You can't say, I don't want to lend. Amar v'hiskin prosbol, so he creates prosbol. V'zeo gufo shel prosbol. This is the body of the prosbol. Mosrani lachem ploni dayanin shemakom ploni. I give over to you. I transfer to you. The judge is in such and such a place. Shekol chov sheyeshli eitzal ploni. That all debts that I have with so and so that he owes me. Sheegbenu kozman sheerza. That I will be able to collect it whenever I wish. That's the language here. We will have to discuss how many plonies are in this sentence, and you know, whether there is one plony dayanim, two plony dayanim, or three plony dayanim. So that's something that we have to get to. Hopefully we'll see a little bit of that today. As well as the question of, so who exactly is collecting this? Is he giving it to the Beis Din? Or is he going to be the one to collect it personally? But that's the text that the Gemara here identifies for the Prusbul. V'dayanim chos milamata o ha'edim. And the judges sign, or the witnesses sign, something also that requires some discussion. That's the quote from the Mishnah in Shvius. So the Gemara asks, Umi ika midi de mida oraisa mishamta Shvius v'hiskin hila de lo mishamta. How does that work? Biblically, the loan is void, and Hillel makes a takana that it should not be void. How in the world does that work? So what I did here with the Gemara is what I often like to do, which is to break it out with bullet points to make it clear in terms of the flow. But what I've done will also bias the way we read the Gemara in terms of what question Rava is answering. So I know, but I picked the one that I liked. So, you know, that's the way it is. I'll show both as we go through it. The Gemara's initial question is, by what right does Hillel say that Shemitah should not work? And Amar Abaye gives us an answer. He says, Bishvias Bismanazeh. He says, that's okay, because it's Shemitah of today. The Rebbe, he's following the view of Rebbe. Desanya, as the Brisa says, we've seen this before. Rebbe Omer, Vizeh Dvar Shemitah Shamot, Bishtei Shemitah Zakasav Midaber. He says, the association of, this is the word of the, or the matter of the Shemitah. Shamot teaches me that we're dealing with two Shemitos. We are linking two Shemitos. Acha Shemitas Karka, one, the release of land. I added in the word in brackets, as we've discussed on other occasions from the Rikorkos and others. It means Yovel. We're linking Shemitas Karka and Yovel, With Shemitah of money. To say, Bisman Shata Meshamit Karaka, when you observe Yovel, Ata Meshamit Ksafim. That's when you also do Shemitah of money. Bisman Shiyata Meshamit Karaka, if you're not observing Yovel, then Yata Meshamit Ksafim. So therefore, Shemitah today is not a De'oraisa anymore. What is it? Vitakinu Rabbanan, Tishame Zeichel Shvias. The Rabbanan said that we should do Shemitah today just as a way to remember Shemitah. And so it's a derabanan and ra'i hilal shenimnu ha'ami lahava ze'atzeh amat behizkin prizbo. Hilal said, look, you have a de'oraisa, the land. You have a derabanan to observe Shemitah. So therefore, I am overriding the derabanan for the sake of the de'oraisa. To which the Gemara says, that's a really interesting idea, but then I have a problem. My problem is not with Prozbul anymore, my problem was with Shemitah. By what right did you create Shemitah? The Rabbanan, Umiika midi de mita araisa lo misham de shvi zetakinu Rabbanan de tishamet. If the Torah doesn't say the loan is void, how did the Rabbanan come along and make it void? So Amar Abaye sheveal tasehu. Abaye says, they didn't actually make the loan void, they simply said, we don't want you to collect it. That's all, and that way the loan is not. That way you don't have a problem. The truth of the matter is that if I take Abaye's formulation, which we won't, but if I take Abaye's formulation, then the upshot of it is that the borrower does have a chiyuv to pay back. Right? We already presented that idea last time when we were talking about Shemitah's Ksafim, but it's really strong according to Abaye. What Abaye is saying is, the lender is being told, don't collect. But the buyer has a mitzvah of repaying his debts. There are at least four different svaros brought in the Pisrei Choshen in the discussion of repaying debts as to what the basis is for saying that there is a mitzvah of Piron Chov, of paying off your debts, ranging from Lo Verasha Vele Yishalein to making sure your hain is true and your lav is true. Like, there are all sorts of reasons why you are obligated to repay your debts. That will not be affected by a Shev Gal Taseh telling the lender he should not collect. But it doesn't matter so much because we tend to get focused on Rava as opposed to Abaye.
Can't Shev Gal Taseh be referring to the borrower? Don't pay back.
That's interesting. Shev Gal Taseh to the borrower, don't pay back? Then I would be bothered again. You haven't solved your problem of the Midah Oraisa.
Why?
Because it's much stronger. There's no Chiyuv Midah Oraisa of claim what somebody owes you. There is a chiyuv of pay that which... In other words, the question was, Mida O'Raisa, the lender, has the right to the money,
right,
and the Rabbanan have now canceled his right to the money. So we're saying they didn't cancel his right to the money, they just told him don't collect. But they're not putting him against a mitzvah of go collect what people owe you. As opposed to, if we're going to say Sheva Pase includes the borrower, then the fact that I've said it to Sheva Al Pasa doesn't really help me so much. I mean, it's true that we have a basis for the Rabbanan bringing Takana to be Oker something b'Sheva Al Pasa, but that's stronger than what Abaye says. Abaye doesn't invoke the principle of Yesh Koch B'Achachamim Lakor. He's simply saying that we just told the guy don't collect it. As opposed to saying your loan is void, which would involve invoking very serious powers. We're just saying, your loan is valid, but we don't want you to collect it. It's weaker than... from the fact that he doesn't quote the famous line, right? Yesh Koch
Be'achachamim.
Well, no, it is Shev Al Taseh. I mean, there's no question that it is Shev Al Taseh, what he's saying. The words apply, but it's not the klal of Yesh Kacham Becham Lakar Dev Min HaTorah, because they're not being... No one will question that they're not being Oker Dever Min HaTorah.
Well, wait.
I think when it's being Oker something from the Torah, I think it does. I can't prove that, of course.
Yeah, what about the discussion?
The truth of the matter is, though, I'm looking at Rashi, and Rashi sides with what you're saying. Rashi says, Shev Al Taseh, V'halo V'hazeh Shav U'Batel. So, Rashi takes your view. Okay, fine, yield. That's the statement of Abaye, the challenge to Abaye, and Abaye's response is Shev Al Taseh. Rava then says, Rava Amar Hefker based in Haya Hefker. So one of the principal questions you have to address in this Gemara is, what is Rava answering? Is Rava answering the immediately preceding question of, by what right did the Rabbanan say that Shemitah Drabbanan should work? By what right do they nullify the debt? And Rava's answer is, Hefker Beis Din can do things like that. That's one way to take it. Or, alternatively, the other way to read it, in the way that I presented it here on the page, is that he's answering the first question, the question of, by what right does Hillel create Prizbal? And he's saying that the way Prizbal operates is Hefker Beis Din. In which case, the major difference, if I take that approach, the major difference between Rava and Abaye is that Abaye is saying, Prizbal works because Shemitah today is the Rabbanan. And therefore, Shevel Taseh, Hillel is able to override it. However, Rava's statement, Hefker Beis Din, presumably would apply even when Shemitah's Del Reisa. Wouldn't make a difference. So that's why it really matters which way you read this this line. So reading it the way that I've just presented it, Rava Amar Hefker Beis Din Haya Hefker, and therefore Prizbal works. The Amar of Yitzchak Minayin Shefker Beis Din Haya Hefker, because if Yitzchak says, what's the basis for saying Hefker Beis Din works? Shenemar V'chol Asher Lo Yavo L'Shloshes Hayamim Katzas Hasarim V'Azakedim Yocharam Kol Rechusho V'hi Badal Mikaham HaGolah. Ezra calls a meeting. Everybody come here, and at that meeting he's going to tell them all about observing the Torah and not intermarrying and observing Shabbos and so on and so forth. So he says, if anybody doesn't show up in 3 days, he's losing all of his property and he will be separated mikahal ha-gola from the community that has come back from the diaspora. They're no longer in the gola. So that shows that Hefker Beis Din works, because he's able to say, your property is no longer yours. Still property, just not yours. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Mehacha. He gives me a different source from the conveying of the land to the Jews who come in from the Midbar. So that phrase, Rashei Ha'avos, is very odd. The Chima Inyan Rashi Meitzel Avos. Right? Rashei Ha'avos, the heads of the fathers? What does that mean? The Avos are the heads, or the Russian are the heads. What does heads of the fathers mean? He says the Russian function like the Avos. Just like the Avos can choose what to give their kids, so too the Russian can choose what to give their kids. The question of exactly what that means. What does it mean? The fathers can choose what to give their kids. I thought it's automatic. Right? And there's a whole discussion about what you can do and what you can't do in that regard. The discussion for another time, what he means by manchilim. But the point is that the Rashim are given the ability to say, this land goes to so-and-so, and this land goes to so-and-so. And there's a very interesting debate. It's not our topic for right now, but I came across it in Yahushua a month and a half ago. There's a lot of discussion about how the Nachalos were distributed in Israel. In the sense that, on the one hand, we are told in the Psukim, La Rav Tabu es Nachlaso, La Ma'at Tamid es Nachlaso, give more to the many and give less to the few. On the other hand, we're told, Ach the Goral, Yechalek Nachlaso, it's all done by lottery. So if it's done by lottery, then how are you giving the large, large portions and the small, small portions? So I have 4 different approaches that I've seen to this question. But that will determine exactly what it is that's going on when you say that they are able to take from one and give to the other. One approach is, well, let me not digress. But
what are the reasons why you're saying that these two answers are answering the how is based in Hefker?
They're answering the question of how is, no, they're answering the question of how Prozbul works. Which two answers do you mean?
The answers to Rabbi Yitzchak.
Ah, so the answers to Rabbi Yitzchak, yes, these are both explanations of the source for Hefker based in.
And that would even work for uprooting, not uprooting, but something on a derisive level.
Yeah. Correct.
It's strange. Anybody could just question that the race of both Psukim and Yibrahim are from Tanakh. I mean, are from Nach and opposed to Torah.
Well, the Yehoshua one isn't really, because it's Eila Nachlos is a Pasuk in Yehoshua following through on what they were empowered to do in Chumash.
Right. Yeah,
Ezra would be the more interesting example of it, but I think that's exactly the point, is that they would view it as an example.
Right. No, not the rule.
Yeah. So the that's our Gemara. That's our basic Gemara. So the question is, what is Rava saying? Is Rava saying that Prizbal operates via Hefker Beis Din? So one way to read this Gemara is no. Rava's answering Abaye's, the question within Abaye. You wanted to ask the question of, How could the Rabbanan create Shemitah deRabbanan? Abaye says the Sheval Pasa, we're telling the borrower don't pay. Rav is saying it's Hefker based in Hefker. That's what authorizes them to create this deRabbanan. That view is presented in Tosfos on this Gemara. We're going to come back to this Tosfos in a little bit. And also in the Rambam in Shemitah VeYovel Tes Tezayin. If you take a look at source base, Hillel saw they weren't lending, they're violating the Pasuk, etc. Hiskin Prusbul Gadishla Yishame Tachov. He said, alright, we need a Prusbul. So that they would lend each other. Veina Prusbul Mo'il Ela Bishmita Ksafim Bizman Hazet. Shemit Ibrahim Sofim. It only works. Shemitah deRabbanan. Will not work on a deoraisa. So that makes it sound like the mechanism for prosbul is fundamentally the mechanism that was set out by Abaye, which is to say Shemitah's deRabbanan, and therefore Hillel is able to override it. Why wouldn't Hillel do it for a deoraisa? In other words, if what he's using is a legitimate method of doing this, why wouldn't he do it for a deoraisa? So Tosfos seems to think that Hillel could have done it for a deoraisa. He just felt it was wrong to do so. If you take a look at source Gimel from this Tosfos that I quoted already earlier, he says, Hashto loboy Rabba l'shanuya yahach kushya. Rabba is not answering that question, which I added in brackets, meaning the initial question of by what right do you create a prusbul. The Hefker based in Haya Hefker, Kedimashani Basar Hachi. He's not trying to answer that question like he does afterwards with Hefker based in. Why doesn't he say that? Mishum Dekashile, the Lo Hayalo, the Hilalak or Shviyah Shehid Oraisa. He is bothered because Hillel should not have tried to override biblical Shemitah. Even though we do have a Sifri, which we saw last time, which says that there is the possibility of giving your loans over to the Beis Din to keep them from becoming void. Hillel would not have done that. The reason why Rava doesn't use Hefker based in Hefker to answer the first question is because Hillel wouldn't have done that. It's not appropriate to get rid of Hashmatas Ksafim De'oraisa. He doesn't say why. He just simply says that's not appropriate. So therefore, it's really only on a Derabbanan level that Prosbul is going to operate. Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and this won't exist. And we had this discussion at the beginning of the year, right? When we talked about Shemitah De'oraisa Derabbanan, we saw Tosus, we saw the Ramban, right, on the question of whether Hillel would have made a takana for post-Beis HaMikdash if they were actually observing Shemitah during Bayis Sheni. So that's all one approach, is that he believes Prusbul does not work via Hefker Beis Din. Prusbul is Hillel's takana to get around a derabbanan. The other approach is, no, Rav is actually answering the first question as well. Rav is saying Hefker based in Hefker applies to the Prusbul itself, and in which case it works, even for Shemitah deOraisa. We reject Abaye's limitation to Shemitah deRabbanan. And that is seen in Rashi. If you take a look at Zoris Dalet, Rashi and Rav Omar, La'olam bein l'Rabbanan depligi adereb'i. The Amri Shvius Lashmatas Milva Bismanas the Deoraisa, the Takin Hill of the Lotisham. It says whether you take the Rabbanan against Rebbe, who say that in fact Shemitah is Deoraisa, and Hillel said, my principle is gonna work anyway. Bain la Rebbe Damar Lab Deoraisa, the Amr Rabbanan the Tishamit. Or if you take Rebbe's view, says that Shemitah is not the Rabbanan when you don't have Yovel, it is only the Rabbanan now, and the Rabbanan say that the loan is still void. Lo tikshi davar. The bedarah shem mamon ein kan akiras davar menatara b'makom siag v'geder the hefker based in mamon haya hefker. It is within the power of the rabbanan. It's not called uprooting something from the Torah. Hefker based and allows them to say your money is now his money. That's the view of Rashi, and the Ravid says this as well, as I brought you in source Hey, commenting on that Rambam that we saw already before. When the Rambam says Shemitah Shel Torah would not be overridden by the Prosbul, Amar Avram, Ze Eino Mechuver, this is not clear. Da Abayu Da Amar Hachi, that's Abayi's point of view. Aval Rava, Palik, Amar Hefker, based in Hefker, Ve'odach Noi B'chol Zman, Rabba disagreed with Abaye. Abaye said that it's only to override the Rabbanan, but Rabba did not agree. He's reading Rabba the way I broke down Rabba in Source Aleph. So this is a basic machlokas. It's also found in the Rashba. The Rashba follows the view of Rashi and the view of the Raiva that Prisbel does work for Midfrei Del Raisa, and he makes that Hefker based in Hefker connection in Source Vav, that they are able to take money from one and give it to another. He quotes you the Pasuk from, I guess we can read it, it's right here. Rabbi Hefker based in Hefker, Akusha Kamaisa, the Akshino, Miika, Midi, the Midarais, Misham, the Shvias, the Mitante, the Lodi, Shamed Koi. Rabbi is going back to the initial question of, by what right did you create a Prosbol? And Rava is saying that even with the Rabbanan, they'll be happy with this use of the prosbol, even though they say Shmita is the Araisa. Because Hillel could do is because of the rule of Hefker based in Hefker, as he brings you from the Psukim. Hillel makes the borrower's money Hefker for the lender, and therefore the lender can take it. Now, that's actually not quite what I had said before. The way that he formulated it is, he makes the borrower's money hefker for the lender, and then the lender takes it. As opposed to saying, I am taking the borrower's money and giving it to the lender. So that's something we're going to come back to. V'chein pirush Rashi zal da kusha kamaisa koi, so a Rashi. U'minosh amin et gok besin lahafker mamon mizeh u'lezakoso lezeh. Avilu kodim shabali yado. That actually sounds a little different. Taking the money from so-and-so and giving it to the other one, even before it has come to him. That's actually a different way to read it. The pasuk from Yehoshua's assignment of the land. They're able to say, it goes to so-and-so even before he got it. So Rashba, in the end, seems to be saying, you are taking the money of one and actually giving it to the other. Okay. So what we've seen is that we have this question about how is it that Prosbol works, and we have two different explanations for what's going on. Either Shmita's Derabanan, and what Hillel is doing is overriding the Derabanan in the name of fulfilling the De'oraisa, or alternatively, he's employing Hefker based in Hefker, and on that basis you could override even a De'oraisa. So there are two approaches to this debate about what Rava is doing. This question of whether Rava means that Prosbol is Hefker based in or not is itself subject to two different interpretations. There's the classic interpretation, which is the one that I had always heard over the years, and then I found the Beis Yitzchak article by Rav Rosenzweig, in which he gave a different way to look at it. So the first approach is the classic one. It's a machlokas about whether Hefker Beis Din actually allows you to assign Reuven's property to Shimon, as the Rashba seemed to be saying towards the end of his comments. And the Yamshel Shlomo notes this. The Yamshel Shlomo, Shlomo Lurya, the Maharshal, in his comments to Yevamos, if you take a look at Source Zion, Amr B'Yitzchak, he's quoting you from Yevamos, with Sarsugi as well, Minayin Shefker based in Hefker, Shneamar Kalasher Yavol L'Shloshes Hayamim, quotes you the Pasuk from Ezra first, and then Rabbi Elazar Amehacha, Elanachlas Shanachlo Elazar HaKohen. Fine. Vinira, Dahad Rabbi Elazar Adif, he says, you know what? Rabbi Elazar's pasuk actually adds. In other words, you might ask, why did I need two different psukim for Hefker Beis Din? Why didn't I just bring the pasuk from Ezra and be done with it? So he says, because Rabbi Elazar's pasuk is actually disagreeing with the pasuk that Rabbi Yitzchak brought. The Yoshua and Ezra psukim teach different things. Why? Taking the pasuk from Yehoshua says you are able to remove property from X and give it to somebody else. We are assuming, apparently, that all of the land in Israel is jointly owned by everybody, and then along comes Yehoshua, and he says, okay, this, which had been now owned by everybody, is now being given to so-and-so. This is an idea which exists beyond what we're saying here. It's actually a separate prosbul issue. This discussion about, not prosbul, aliyah l'regel, although the question is, could we apply it to prosbul? The discussion regarding aliyah l'regel, making a long story short, but from Tosfos in the beginning of Psachim, it sounds like one is only obligated to be Ola Regel if he owns land in Israel. That's what generates your obligation to be Ola Regel. Based on the fact that the Pasuk says, don't be afraid, Lo Yachmod Yishes Aretzalcha, no one will desire your land, you must actually own land in Israel in order to be obligated in Aliyah L'Regel. So the question is, I'm piecing this together. It wasn't what I had planned to mention, but I recalled it as I read this. The Gan Shoshanim, Rav Nachum Ginnack, I think it's Siman Nun Hey or Nun Gimel, in his Gan Shoshanim is the one who says this. He says, we're bothered, why is it that the Rambam doesn't quote that halacha regarding Aliyah L'Regel, that you have to own land? And he floats an idea, I don't think it's his own, but he floats an idea that it's because everybody owns land in Eretz Yisrael. You have your Arba Amos. Everybody has Arba Amos in Eretz Yisrael automatically. How did we get Arba Amos? So that would, I think, fit very nicely with what the Yamshel Shlomo is saying here. Everybody owned, right? And then it was transferred from one to one Shevet or to another. The question I would have is, can you use that four Amos for Prosbul? When we're going to say that you need to own land in order for the principle to work. So the answer ostensibly is not. Right? Depending on, we're going to see the two different reasons why you need to own land, Rashi or the Rash, I think neither of them would work for land that you can't actually point to.
So how would the low Yachmoni decide to apply to your
problem? Yeah, so I had that question also.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to.
Yeah. I had a long shiur on it, but it's a lot of years ago. In any case, going back to our point here.
Yeah.
Well, you ended up with four Amos somewhere, I guess. It's a little bit of a tangent. But the Yamshel Shlomo says, if you use Yoshua's Pasuk, that means that the Koach of Hefker Beis Din isn't simply Hefker, that I can say you don't own what you once owned, but I can actually say, and so owns it instead. That's the idea. It isn't just that they can say, you don't own it. Right? But they can actually say, and somebody else does. So that's the difference between the two approaches. Rosenzweig notes in his article that if you take a look at the Ketzos, Reish Lamed Hey Dalid, he has a discussion there about the validity of Kinyanim Derabanan on this basis. The methods of Kinyan that are Derabanan. But the idea then will be, to apply this to our discussion, the power of Prisbul will depend on whether Yehoshua or Ezra is my model. Right? If it's Yehoshua, then the Prisbul can give the borrower's money to the lender. Right? If Yehoshua is the model, then then Hillel's Prisbul can take the borrower's money away and actually give it to the lender. If Ezra is my model, then he can't. He can't give the borrower's money to the lender, right? In which case, Prosbul is not can't be using Hefker Beis Din. Again, if I say that Prosbul is as the Rashba sounded, and that's our assumption, that what Prosbul does is that it says the loan survives Shemitah such that the borrower's money, which he should have had, is going to now be given to the lender. If Hefker Beis Din allows me to go that far, I'm using Yehoshua's Pasuk, great. But if I'm using Ezra's Pasuk, it doesn't allow you to give the borrower's money to the lender. In that case, the Hefker Beis Din will be an inadequate explanation for what's going on with Prosbul. You follow? Yeah, if I take Ezra's Pasuk. And in fact, the Rambam, who doesn't like using Hefker Beis Din, takes that explanation of how Hefker based in works. If you take a look at source Ches, the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chav Dalet, Halacha Vav, v'chein yesh l'dayan tamid l'hafker mamon sheyesh l'baylim u'ma'avid v'nosin k'fi ma sheyiru ligdor pirtzos hadasu l'chazek habedek o'liknos ilayim zeh. The judge has the ability to take money away from people who have it. He is able to destroy, he can give as he chooses in order to fence in the pirtzos hadas and to strengthen the bedek and to punish people and to fine people and so forth. He gives you the pasuk from Ezra. Mikan Shefker based in Hefker. That's his basis for Hefker based in. So the that's the basis for saying that Rambam believes in a limited form of Hefker based in, because he used Ezra's because he's used Ezra as the source, and therefore he has to say that Perspel does not operate under Hefker Basin, it must instead be a Dirabanan. You can see a similar idea in the Kesef Mishnah and Shemitah V'Yovel Tes Yud Zayin. The only problem that I have with this is that the Rambam used the word nosein. He didn't just say you can take it away. He said you can also give it. No, because he's using it, according to this read of the Gemara, Rava is not invoking Hefker based in order to answer that question. He's doing it in order to answer the other question of how is it that they could say that alone is Mishamet. So that would work. Rabbi Rosenzweig also isn't happy with this answer. He doesn't point out the no same thing, but he has a different problem, and frankly, I wasn't so clear that I understood his problem, but I brought it on the sheet. He says, Ulam, source test, Harambam davka madgish umosif on the sucha shel hamishna shelot tikein she'ein chov sheyesh bo prosbol mishamet. He says the way the Rambam's language works is that Hillel's takana is that such a debt is not nishmat. Meaning, as he explains it in his article, the limitation to Shemitah Derabbanan is part of the takana, not a function of a general limit on Kavat based in. The way we're framing it is the Rabbanan do not have the ability to use Hefker based in this far. And he's arguing that it's not that, it's actually part of the takana of Prisbal. This limitation to Shemitah Derabbanan was, we are only going to make this for Shemitah Derabbanan, we will not apply this to Shemitah De'oraisa. So he offers a different approach. His second approach to this idea is that it's a debate about whether Prisbal causes the old loan to survive Shemitah, or whether it actually creates a brand new debt. Which has sort of been an undercurrent as I've been translating various sources, especially in this, in this last segment. In other words, one view is the loan is never nullified. The other view is the loan is nullified, and we're creating a brand new one that happens to look just like the old one. But that's the idea. The language in the Mishnah in Shvi'is lends itself to the idea that the loan is actually not nullified. Prosbol eino mishamit. Right? That seemed pretty black and white. The Rambam said the loan is not nullified. If you go back to the Rambam's language again, in source Bays, right? Hiskin prosbol kedei shelo yishamet hachov. Right? The loan should not be released. So it actually seems fairly clear that he's saying that the loan is not nullified. So that's one view. That'll be the Rambam's view. And then the other view, which will associate with Rashi, which will associate with the Rashba, presumably with the Ravid as well, is that the loan is nullified. And what we've done now is create a brand new debt. That's what Hefker Beis Din is doing. Hefker Beis Din is saying, the old loan is gone, we are now taking money away from him and giving it to the other fellow. That's what we're actually doing. It was the language of the Rashba, right? If you go back to the Rashba that we read, that was pretty much what he was saying when he said, right? right? You're actually taking it away from one and giving it to the other. So that's a whole other way of looking at the debate in how to read Rava. The debate of whether I'm using Hefker based in, and therefore I can override a De'oraisa, or not, is based on the question of whether Prisbel causes the old loan to survive Shemitah, in which case you can only play that game with a Derabanan, or whether I'm saying we're creating a brand new debt, in which case it doesn't matter whether Shemitah is Derabanan or De'oraisa, who cares? The point is, Shemitah ended, and the next day I told the borrower, guess what? You have a brand new loan. You still owe money. The opposing views in this version of it, in Rav Rosenzweig's version of this, are also the opposing views regarding the relationship between Prisbel and Moser Shtaros of Leveis Din, which we discussed a little bit last week, right? Last week we saw the Mishnah in Shvius, it was Perek Yud Mishnah Beis, that said that the Moser Shtaros of Leveis Din is not nullified. If you give your documents over to the Beis Din, the simple read of Moser Shtaros, you took your documents that say so-and-so owes you money, you give them to the Beis Din and said, hi, can you please collect for me? The loans are not nullified. And we saw two different bases for it. One basis for it was the Sifri, which I reproduced here in Source Yud. Vasher yelacha asachicha tashmei yodecha, right? Belo shalachicha biyodecha mikana ta'omer hamalva lamashkon ein mishamet, right? That was one point, was that if you have a collateral, then Shemitah does not nullify it. And then the second point, the one that is relevant for us, is asachicha tashmei yodecha, that which is with your brother, you shall release. V'lor Moser Shtaros of Leveis Din, but not where it's been given to Beis Din. So the Sifri gives me a source to work with for saying that Moser Shtaros of, when you give your documents to the Beis Din, they're not going to be nullified. But Rashi, for some reason, didn't like that Sifri. Source Yid Aleph, the Gemara in Gittin brings me the Mishnah about Moser Shtaros of not being Mishtamet, right? And the Gemara said, Bishlam Moser Shtaros of Leveis Din, I understand why it's not nullified, the Tafsi Lehu Beis Din, because Beis Din is holding them. And then they asked, what about the Mashka? And Rashi on that, in Source Yud Beis, the Tafsi Lehu Beis Din says, V'hefkeron Hefker. Beis Din is holding it, and when they say Hefker, it's Hefker. V'gabe mal velo karinu belo yigos, and as far as the creditor, it's not called lo yigos. He now owns the money. It's his. So the question now is, not to mention, the court is the one saying it, but the point is, why did Rashi bring Hefker Beis Din? Why didn't Rashi just say, I have a Sifri? What's he inventing? I was very bothered by it last week. I couldn't figure it out. But now it makes sense. The different bases for Moser Shtaros of Leveis Din, is it Hefker Beis Din, or is it this Sifri, relate to the two different views of Prisbel in this approach. Tosfos discussed this issue of how Moser Shtaros of Leveis Din works. I actually did not bring it on here. Not sure why. But Tosfos in Gin Lamed Vav Med Aleph Mi'ika discusses how Moser Shtaros of Leveis Din works. He says, biblically it's not Nishmat. So maybe I didn't because I had it already up top. So that's why I didn't. Okay, so he saw it, good. He says, biblically it's not Nishmat, it's not released, right? Like the Sifri. / Yerushalmi, which brought it also, and that's the basis for Prisbel. All Hillel did, according to Tosfos, was teach people to do this. To take advantage of this thing. That's all that Hillel did. It sounds like the view of the Rambam, that the loan is not Nishmat. The loan is not released. Right? You're able to be Moser based on this biblical Sifri. Right? Efren, you with me?
Yeah.
Then the question would be, then why does the Rambam say Prisbel only works rabbinically? If I have this biblical foundation for it of Moser Shtaros of Leveis Din, it should work on a D'oraisa level. So the Re-Quirkus I brought you in Source Yud Gimel. The Kasav Rabbeinu Gabe Prisbel She'eno Mo'il Ela Bizman Hazeh Nirashu Sover the Mesiras Shtaros L'chud U'Prisbel L'chud. It appears that it's because he separates Prisbel from Moser Shtaros of Leveis Din. Not separates it entirely, But watch, he says, the Mesira Shtaros, when you actually give documents, Kevin Shemosaros and Befoal, since you're actively giving them the piece of paper, Moil Min HaTorah Mikra Devashir Yelacha Sechicha Didrasha Gemurehi, then that'll work. Midyar Raisak, free and clear, that's what the Pasuk was talking about. V'asa Hillel V'takin Da'avagav Shalom Masar Yiyah Kemisha Masar. Hillel said, you don't have to give them the bill of debt. You already prosbul, but you don't have to give them any documents to them. Afilu Ein Hashtaros B'yado. Doesn't make a difference. Kasher Amar B'Yerushalmi She'es Gibur Samoch. That's it. He says what Hillel did was not the same thing as Moser Shtaroso. The Chayim Yerusham Perak Asiri D'Shvius. The Moser Shtaros having the Araisa U'Prusbul L'Chudhu. And he says that's the presentation of the Mishnayos in Shvius in Perak Yud. They don't lump together Moser Shtaros and Prusbul. They isolate them. Why? Because they are different. Davi Mitakanas Hillel. Because what Hillel did was to say you don't have to actually give the Shtaros to the Beis Din. That's a big deal. So,
why wouldn't they just get the Shtaros?
Number one, I want to be able to collect my debt afterwards. I'm going to have to go back to Beis Din. You know how hard it is to get an appointment at the consulate? You know, it's, I have to wait online. Let me just do it this way. It'll be easier. They had to wait on finding the Beis Din. So the point is that this is all one school of thought, that Prosbul and Moser Shtarosov are fundamentally working with the same mechanism, even though, granted that the Rambam is going to knock it down to working only at the Rabbanim level because of not giving over the document. But that's all one. Rashi, on the other hand, says that Moser Shtarosov and Prosbul are the same. I brought you the Rashi from Makos, source Tezvav, right, on the Gemara in Makos, source Yedala. The Gemara in Makos, Amar Yudam or Shmuel, Hamalves, Chaveru, Leeser, Shanim, Shviz, Mishamtaso, right? He said that Shmita knocks out the 10-year loan. We saw this last week. Vavagav, Dashlo, Karina, Be, Lo, Yigos, Self, Asi, Lide, Lo, Yigos. Granted, right now you're not being no geese. In the end, you get there. So Masiv Rav Gahana asks, and he says, but wait a minute. We talked about, and we gave this case last week, the case where somebody turned a loan from a 10-year loan to a 30-day loan, and what does he have to pay as a penalty and so on. I don't understand. There's no such thing as a 10-year loan. Right? 10-year loans are nothing. If you turn a 30-year loan, if you turn a 30-day loan into a 10-year loan, what he's done is he's made it void. It's going to be nullified in Shemitah. So Rava answered, no. It's talking about a loan that's going to survive Shemitah. How? With a collateral or Moser Shtarosov LeBeis Din. And Rashi on Moser Shtarosov LeBeis Din there, and source Tesvav says, Moser Shtarosov LeBeis Din, who? Prosbul Shehiskin Hill. That is the Prosbul that Hill created. Shekasebo, Mosrani Lachem Ploni, you Ploni, we've grown a Ploni. Hadayanim Shemakom Ploni, Shekolchov Sheishli Agvenu Koltman Sheherza. So Rashi says, Moser Shtarosov and Prosbul are the same thing, and that they are fundamentally the rabbis coming along and operating via Hefker Beis Din. Ah, what about the Sifri? So Tosfos writes in Source Tezayin, the same Tosfos that we saw before, but the end of that Tosfos, Ubukuntras Pirish de Rava Kainami Lishnuri Pirchadahaha. Rashi felt that Rava was answering the initial question of how does Prusbul work? V'udrasha de Sifri, as far as the Sifri's drasha, Ikara Amava Al Amashkum. Really, that drasha, Vashay Yelacha Zachicha, is really regarding collateral, to say that a loan with collateral survives Shemitah. As far as the other part, the Moser Shtarosov, Hamitam de Hefker Beis Din Ayah Hefker. Really, Moser Shtarosov works under Hefker Beis Din Hefker, Ela de Akra Kasamichla. He's just depending on, he's using the Pasuk as an Asmachta. That's what this is. He says the Sifri is just an Asmachta. So what I'm trying to say here is that the view of Tosvos / Rambam is like the view that a loan is not nishmat at all. The loan is not void in the first place. It's like Moser Shtarosov. Whereas the view of Rashi, who says it's at Hefker Beis Din, is saying that the loan is nullified and we create a new debt. That, I think, is the way to resolve that problem, and it fits in very nicely.
Rashi in the Sifri is talking about
don't understand what you're asking. Say this again.
Tosafot started by saying that the drasha and the sifri is not talking about
Shemitah. But within Rashi.
Right.
Well, it's not talking about Shemitah. It's not talking about, it is Shemitah. It's talking about Mavala Mashkam. It's not talking about Moshe Shterosev.
But it's not an issue because it's
Mitzvah.
It's not the actual, the derisive, it works on derisive because of the sefer base.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Last piece here. Again, what we've said here is that Hillel overrides with Frozbol. Abaye says he's only overriding Shemitah de Rabbanan. Rava, on the other hand, may be saying that actually overrides Shemitah de Oraisa. It depends on how I read Rava, right? Is Rava simply adding to Abaye's note, but not disagreeing with him? Shemitah de Rabbanan only works in de Rabbanan. Or is he actually answering the first question as well? We assume that the Rambam will take the first view, that he is not actually seeking to apply Hefker Beis Din to explain Prozbul. Whereas Rashi, Ravid, Rashba say that Rava is answering the first question and saying Hefker Beis Din applies to the Prozbul itself, and it will even override Shemitah de Oraisa. Two approaches to the Machlokes. One approach is that it's a debate about what the extent of Hefker Beis Din is. Is Hefker Beis Din only about removing property from people like Ezra, or is it even about transferring it to other people like Yehoshua? And then the second approach is, this is a Rosenzweig's approach, that it's a debate about whether Prozbul causes the old loan to survive Shemitah, in which case you can only do that to Shemitah Derabanan, or whether it's saying we're creating a brand new loan. And that can be done with a new debt just as easily. And then the side note is that if you take these two different approaches to Prozbul, you can now use them to explain the different bases for Moser Shterosev. Either I can say Moser Shterosev is, in fact, the loan survives Shemitah, and it's based on the Sifri, or I can say that that Moser Shterosev is actually creating a new debt under Hefker Beis Din, and that's what Rashi was saying, and that the drash in the Sifri is just an asmachta. That's the idea. Okay. Last bit. Other applications of this approach. So Rosenzweig has more here than I'm bringing. I'm just bringing two applications of the approach. I thought that I had another piece in here. I don't see it in my notes, so I'm just going to mention it. One big question that you sort of have to ask, if you take the second approach to the way Prozbul works, if you're saying Prozbul is creating a new loan, at what point is its shibud created? Right? What happens to property that I got rid of in between the first loan and when the Prozbul kicks in after Shemitah? Is it Meshubat or not Meshubat? Unless you're going to tell me that Hefker Beis Din is now working on a whole other level and it's also going to create Shibud to mimic the earlier Shibud. It's an interesting question, I think. I thought I had that in my notes somewhere, but I don't see it.
I'm assuming the assumption would be if it's creating new, that it would be the moment it's canceled.
That if it's creating
a new loan, I'm just...
Yeah.
We should assume that. Does that mean that? I don't know. That's just a question.
I mean, that's what I would have thought.
Yeah.
It just sounds strange.
But then you're saying that you have to do it.
I mean, no. You have to say that in like the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Zayin should say that.
Yeah.
Okay, but just two applications of this of approach two. Number one, need the borrower own land. Right, you know the Mishnah in Shvius. I brought it for you on the sheet in Source Yud Zayin. Ein kosin prozbul ela lakarka. The borrower has to own land in order to be in order for the prozbul to be effective. Im ein lo, if he doesn't have any land, mizako b'soch sadeh u'kol shehu. So then you give him a little bit in your land, right? For which he says thank you very much. That's what the Mishnah says. Why is it that the borrower has to own land? Two different views I mentioned earlier. Rashi in Source Yud Ches, commenting on the Gemara in Gittin Lamed Zayin, where this is quoted, Ela Karka, he says, Im yesh karka lelova, delo tiknu ala bizman, shachov kisharo shtaros shein nigvin min hakarka. They only created this Prozbul for a time when this debt is like all other debts, which are normally collected out of land. Davi milsa deshkicha, because that's the most common. and the Rabbanan create takanos for milsa d'shkicha. That is Rashi's approach. Rabbeinu Shimshon in Source Yates gives me a different answer for why land is needed. Elim kin yeshlo karka lelove. Does chashuv achov kigavui biad beistin velo karina belo yigos? Because if there's land, then we consider that debts already have been claimed. That's why. It's like a loan that has a collateral with it. He says the fact that land is better than movables is not because movables get, you know, disappear at some point. I didn't add in that lav. The lav is part of the core text. He says, after all, if I have a pot with a hole in it, and it's sitting on pegs, so that could be eliminated just as easily as any movable item, and yet the Gemara in Gittin is going to say the Kos Finola Prusbol. That counts as land. Ella Kain Hudin de Karka Chashiva Kigavoy Tfei. The answer is some of that land is considered to be more collected than movable items are. So two different views of why it is that the borrower has to own land in order for Shemitah Ksafim to work. What's the difference between the two views? So the Ran explains in Source Ches, it's the Ran on the Rif, on that Gemara in Gittin. L'divrei Rashi shekasav da'hai deba'ina karka ha'inu mishum deba'ina she'achov k'sharov sh'tar sh'nigvim na karka. Within Rashi's view that says that the reason why he has to own land is because it has to be like other debts. Karova davar lo. Right? The kevin de'bishas k'sivas ha'prizbol. Haya karka b'chezka sa'o mahani. So I'll say that he has to own land at the time when the prizbol is written. That's when the takana kicks in. Aval adivrei Rabbeinu Shimshon shekasav da'hainu time of b'nei sha'az achov kegavui biad based in. But according to Rabbeinu Shimshon, who says that it's because that's what makes the debt viewed as collected already, mashma d'lo mahani, then it won't work if he owned the land at the time that the prizbol was written. V'chein adinim hayalo karka b'sha'az k'sivas prizbol. The same thing will be true if he owned the land at the time when the... I'm sorry.
Saying it wouldn't work if you only had a b'shas k'siva and you sold it before shvi'is,
right? Right. V'chayadim, ha'yelo karka b'shas k'siva's prosbol u'mecharo kodem shvi'is. Right. Shadavar taloi b'svar shnei perushin. Zeodati. He says, yes. If you take Rabbeinu Shimshon's approach, then it's because the debt is considered to be collected, then you have to own land at the end of Shemitah. Not at the time when the prosbol was written. That is right. So that's Aran's point of the Nafka Mina. But now, if I approach prosbol based on our new distinction between is prosbol causing the loan not to be void or is it creating a new chov, according to Rashi's approach, prosbol is hefker based in. Right? So therefore, who cares about land? Right? According to Rashi's approach, prosbol works because it's hefker based in hefker. In that case, I don't understand why it would matter whether you own land or not. Right? It's simply based in saying, poof, this exists. If so, why do we require you to own land? Because it's more shchiach. It looks like other ones, and that's what the Chachamim made their takana for. Whereas according to the Rash, prosbol is not mishamek. The old debt survives. Why? Because it's kegavli, because you own land. Very clever. And then the other nafkamina that I bring from her Rosenzweig is the question of how many judges are needed in order for this to work, which we already alluded to before. The Gemara in Gittin, source Chaf Aleph, Itmar b'fnei kama hu mivatlo. The Gemara there is talking about nullifying a get, the declaring the get that he had written void before it's delivered. So Rav Nachman says b'fnei shnayim, you need two judges. Rav Shesha amar b'fnei shlosha. Rav Shesha says you need three judges. Rav Shesha says three. Why? Bezdin katani, because we said you're mivatlo b'fnei bezdin. So you need three judges. Rav Nachman, Rav Nishnayim, LeBeit Reinai, Bezdin Karilu. He says, yeah, you can call two judges at Bezdin also. Amar Rav Nachman Minoam Minalon. Rav Nachman says, what's my basis for saying that two judges could be called at Bezdin? Disnan Mishnah says, Prosbol Musrani Lifnechem Ploni Uploni. He has two plonies. Hadayonim Shemakom Ploni. V'Rav Shesha. Well, Rav Shesha say back. Adu Tana Ki Ruch Lalech Shavalezel. The Tana had to sit there and say Ploni Ploni Ploni. It means three judges. It doesn't mean two judges on the prosbol. So it's a machlokas of Nachman and Rav Shesha as to how many judges you actually need. Rav Nachman says two suffice. Rav Shesha says three. So Tosfos writes in Source Chav Beis, I'm skipping the text in the interest of time, but what Tosfos essentially says is, yeah, principle wouldn't really require three judges. Even if it didn't require three judges, principle doesn't. But he doesn't explain why. The Rashba in Source Chav Gimel says, L'shnayim nami beis din karulo, two can be called a beis din, as Rav Nachman said, v'gabe bitol haget, v'gabe principle te einan srichan lisa valite bedavar, b'shnayim sagilu. He says, look, you don't need to have a debate among the Dayanim, such that we need three judges and name beis din shakal, whatever. This is just declaring gets void, or whatever it is, principle. It's ceremonial rather than legal. Is the point.
Does any of this depend on, there isn't enough focus in Sanhedrin?
As to why I get, yes, I was wondering about that also.
Two and then three only because
it is shuffle, or whether it's from the three Elohim.
Right,
yeah.
Which would be.
Yes, I was wondering about that also.
It seems to fit nicely with everything that's written here.
Yes. Ramban says it's because Prozbul is not part of Dinei Mamonos at all. In Source Chav Dalet, he tells you it's not. That's not what this is. It's odue ba'almo. It's simply informing people. Again, also along the lines of it being a ceremonial thing. That's the position of Ramban. So Ramban fits the view that it's about prosbul, about the loan not being nishmat. Is the point? It's not part of dine mamonos. What you're doing is you're saying this loan will survive Shemitah. It's Isur, if anything, not Mammon. And that fits the Rambam as well. In Shemitah V'Yovel, Tess, Yudches, the Rambam writes, in Source Chafei, Zeh gufo shel prozbul, Mosvan lachem, ploni, uploni, adenim shakom ploni, shekochov sheishi, shekvenu kozman she'erze, v'adayon moedim chosmei lamata. Fine. But he says, you only require two judges. Right? The Rambam only requires two judges. Well, I have news for you. In Source Chavav from Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam wrote, Shnayim Shadanu Ein Dinei Ein Din. He ruled two judges is not valid. But that's okay. Right? Because the difference is that this is not really a Maisa Beis Din. He's not viewing it as Hefker Beis Din. He's viewing it as, I don't know if I'd call it Eidus, because that's a tricky thing. What are they being made? But he's saying it's a ceremonial act of saying this loan will not be nishmat. That's the idea. If anyone wants to find it, it's the Rav Rosenzweig's article is in Beis Yitzchak Lamed Gimel. It's Tafshin Samach Aleph, I think. I wrote it down. I put it down on the sheet.
I don't know why you tore it.
So it might be.
I read the article before, so
it might be on why you tore it. I think I got it of Otsar. But I wonder if I got enough. It could be I got enough of Yutara. It could be. I know that I went.